Let's start an argument. Hello, this is Giselle with Let's Start an Argument, brought to you by Lever Brothers Limited, makers of Surf, the suds that's easy on the hands, easy on the clothes, and easy on the pocketbook. If you get into an argument at the drop of a hat, here's a chance to prove your mettle. Send your arguments along to us, and if they're used on this program, you'll win a crisp new $5 bill and a giant box of Surf, or double this prize for the Daily Double. Now, yesterday we left you to argue about why a bride's new clothes are called a trousseau. Well, that argument was sent in by Mrs. Marie Harriff of Davidson, Saskatchewan, and here's the answer. Trousseau comes from a French word meaning a bundle. At first, long, long ago, a trousseau was a kind of compensation to the groom because of the money he had to pay to the girl's father in order to get her for a wife. That sends $10 and two giant packages of Surf to Mrs. Marie Harriff of Davidson, Saskatchewan. And when you get that Surf, Mrs. Harriff, you'll be set for the sweetest washes you've ever had. Scientific tests, you know, have shown that Surf actually gets out more dirt and grease than any other leading wash day suds. Gets clothes so clean, you can smell the difference. Now for today's arguments. Mrs. E. Dewick of Coaldale, Alberta, wants to know, what type of accident is most frequent in Canada? The industrial accident, the street accident, or the home accident? Accidentally on purpose, you paused while passing by. Accidentally on purpose, you tried to catch my eye. You made that chance remark that the day was mild. And let me ask you incidentally, was it accidentally that you smiled? Accidentally on purpose, you let me hold your hand. And you did it on purpose. You had the whole thing planned. You thought that you were smart, but sweetheart, I wasn't fooled at all. Accidentally on purpose, I made you fall. Accidentally on purpose, you let me hold your on purpose. You had the whole thing planned. You thought that you were smart, but sweetheart, I wasn't fooled at all. Accidentally on purpose, I made you fall. Home accidents are in the lead. The latest Canadian figures in this particular field are not available, but these statistics don't vary very much from the United States. Almost half of the 9.5 million accidents in the United States in 1949 took place in the home. That sends $5 and a giant box of Surf to Mrs. E. Dewick of Coaldale, Alberta. From the very first day you try it, you'll be sold on Surf. Just wait till you see how much whiter and brighter it gets your clothes. Just wait till you sniff their sunshiny fragrance. Your Surf clean clothes are fresh air sweet to smell, even when dried indoors. If they're Surf clean, they're really clean. In spite of the fact that the maple leaf is our emblem, it was the pine tree that was the mainstay of the early settlers. And there are 9 different kinds of pine found in Canada. Alice M. Burney of Westmount, Quebec, wants to argue about how you tell them apart. Is it by their bark, the size of the needles, or by the cones? They cut down the old pine tree. And they hauled it away to the mill to make a coffin of pine for that sweetheart of mine. They cut down the old pine tree, but he's not alone in his grave tonight, for it's there my heart will ever be. Though we're drifted apart, still they cut down my heart when they cut down the old pine tree. They cut down the old pine tree, and they hauled it away to the mill to make a coffin of pine for that sweetheart of mine. And they cut down the old pine tree, but he's not alone in his grave tonight, for it's there my heart will ever be. Though we've drifted apart, still they cut down my heart when they cut down the old pine tree. Most pine trees can be distinguished by their needles, which are from 1 to 15 inches long, depending on the species. A few can be told by their cones. Our northern white pine, for instance, is just like the western white pine, except that the cones of the western tree are almost twice as large. $5 and a giant box of Surf go to Alice M. Burney of Westmount, Quebec, for her argument. Easy on your clothes, easy on your hands, easy on your pocketbook. That's Surf, the wonder-working suds that you can use for all your washing, for grimy overalls, children's clothes, and for your own sheerest lingerie. The macadam roads have had their heyday in Canada in the 1920s, but there are a lot of them left. And Bob Payton of Trail, B.C. wants to argue about Mr. Macadam, the Scot who gave his name to our roads. Who was that man, Macadam, that took the bumps out of Canadian travel? Down the old ox road. Though you'll never find out where it is by looking in maps, with a little investigation you'll discover perhaps that this old tradition's not a place but just a proposition called the Old Ox Road. Where it is by looking in maps, with a little investigation you'll discover perhaps that this old tradition's not a place but just a proposition called the Old Ox Road. John Louden Macadam was born in Scotland in the early part of the 19th century, when you were apt to get bogged down before traveling very far in any direction. He developed a road with a top layer of broken stones, with the surface rounded so that the water would drain away quickly after the rain, and that's where we got our macadamized road. That sends $5 and a giant package of Surf to Bob Payton of Trail, B.C. Surf, the suds that's best by test. Tests show, you know, that Surf does get clothes cleaner than any other leading wash day suds. Not just clean to the eye, but scientifically clean. So clean, you can smell their fresh air sweetness even when you've had to hang the wash indoors. Now to get back to our discussion today. A poem or a song composed by an artist shortly before his death is called a swan song because of the legend that a swan sings beautifully just before it dies. Mrs. M. Board of Peterborough, Ontario, wants to argue if there is any truth in the legend. Do swans sing before they die? I've never heard a swan singing, have you? Meadowlarks and robins, but no swans, however. Every little breeze is sighing of love undying at sundown. Every little bird is resting and feather nesting at sundown. Each little rosebud is sleeping while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I see a sigh, I'm in heaven. When night is fallen and love is calling me home. In a little cottage cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven. When night is fallen and love is calling. The reason we've never heard swans sing is because they don't. Far from it. The ordinary swan has what's called a grunting hiss. Then there's the Hooper swan, and he sounds just like his name. The Buick swan has a loud and resonant voice, but you couldn't call it singing, so there's no truth in the old legend. That sends $5 and a giant package of surf to Mrs. M. Board of Peterborough, Ontario. From the very first day you try it, you'll be sold on surf. Just wait till you see how much whiter and brighter it gets your clothes. Just wait till you sniff their sunshiny fragrance. Your surf clean clothes are fresh air sweet to smell, even when dried indoors. If they're surf clean, they're really clean. Time now for our Daily Double. Are you going to sit down for a cup of tea this afternoon? Well, while you're relaxing, here's an argument for you. Mrs. P.J. Valley of Vernon River, Prince Edward Island, would like to argue about how many countries grow tea besides China. Are there any others? If so, which are they? Well, that's the argument we'll leave with you until tomorrow. Remember now, if you have an argument that's a stickler, why not send it along to Let's Start an Argument in care of this station. For every argument used on this transcribed program, a crisp new $5 bill and a giant box of surf is paid to the sender. The Daily Double pays double, so let's hear from you soon. Let's Start an Argument is brought to you by Lever Brothers Limited, makers of surf, the suds that leave clothes whiter and brighter. This is Giselle saying goodbye for now. I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same station, with Let's Start an Argument.